This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sri Lankan Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe said the suicide bombings that devastated the country on Easter Sunday could have links to Islamic State, which has claimed responsibility. Another official indicated the bombings were in retaliation for last month's deadly attacks on mosques in New Zealand. On Tuesday, Sri Lanka observed a national day of mourning as the death toll climbed to 321. The explosions ripped through four hotels and three prominent churches, targeting tourists and Christian worshippers. As the Sri Lankan government faces questions about a massive security failure preventing the bombings, Prime Minister confirmed that there was specific intelligence about the attacks from India. Nearly 90% of Egyptian voters have approved constitutional amendments that could extend President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's rule until 2030. The opposition said the changes would roll back the democratic dreams of 2011, when a popular uprising led to the ouster of 30-year dictator Hosni Mubarak, and that the referendum was marred by corruption and coercion. U.S. President Donald Trump met with top executive of Twitter on Tuesday. VOA's White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the story.
Twitter Chief Executive Officer Jack Dorsey met with Trump in the Oval Office. Their discussion occurred just hours after the president, on the popular social media platform, complained Twitter treats him unfairly. Trump, who has nearly 60 million Twitter followers, said he would have a lot more, except for what he claims are deliberate efforts by the company to thwart a larger online fan base. Trump later tweeted it was a great meeting about Twitter and social media in general, and he looks forward to keeping an open dialogue. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
As always, for more news, you can join us here at our website. That's voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The conservative majority on the U.S. Supreme Court appeared sympathetic Tuesday to Trump administration arguments, calling for the addition of a citizenship question on the country's 2020 census, despite objections from big states and cities that the query would inhibit immigrants from taking part in the once-a-decade population count. An accurate total in the census is important in the United States because it determines how many lawmakers each of the 50 states has in the 435-member House of Representatives for the next 10 years, and each state's share of more than $675 billion in federal money for an array of government programs. The case against the citizenship question was brought by New York State and other jurisdictions where large number of immigrants live. The former head of a U.S. drug distributor has been indicted on what federal prosecutors say are the first criminal charges against a drug company executive to stem from the opioid crisis. The former Rochester Drug Cooperative CEO Lawrence Dowd, that is, the third, allegedly ordered subordinates to ignore warnings about certain pharmacy customers to maximize company revenue and his own pay, as the company's sales of drugs like OxyContin and fentanyl soared. Dowd's lawyer says the government is being used by others who are hiding their wrongdoings by accusing his client of criminal activity.
Mr. Dowd will not serve as their scapegoat. He fully intends to fight this with his last breath. He will, at the end of the day, after everything is learned about the truth, the facts, Mr. Dowd will be vindicated.
Prosecutors say Dowd and other top executives deliberately decided not to investigate, monitor, or alert federal regulators about pharmacy customers they knew were providing opioids to people who wanted them for non-medical uses, the indictment alleges. The U.S. Justice Department indicted two Chinese nationals accused of working together to steal trade secrets from General Electric. One suspect pleaded not guilty Tuesday in federal court in New York, while the other is believed to be in China. One of the suspects worked as an engineer at General Electric's power and water plant in Schenectady, New York. Prosecutors say the two defendants knew their activities would benefit the Chinese government. Both faced 25 years in prison and fines topping $5 million if convicted. And protesters in Sudan increasing their call for the military leaders to give way to a civilian governing council following last week's ouster of Omar al-Bashir, who had served as president for more than 30 years. For additional news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.